It is May 30th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Saturday, May 27th, 2023 was the anniversary of my registration with the National Futures Association as an associated person, and after 35 years, I have decided to withdraw from membership. I first became registered with the NFA on May 27th, 1988 with First American Discount, a firm owned by Leslie Rosenthal and the children of William Maller Sr. John J. Lothian Managed Futures LLC has been registered since July 18, 2011, right before the problems with MF Global began, and it was the firm's bankruptcy and my subsequent health problems that kept me from restarting my commodity trading advisor business. After MF Global's bankruptcy, there was too much to do with the industry under attack, and the best use of my time was running John Lothian News. Also, 2011 was when I started having severe back and knee problems that ultimately caused me to have both my knees replaced the Tuesday after FIA Boca in 2023. A laminectomy infusion on the lumbar region of my spine would follow in 2014 in April. That left me unable to give a positive response to, "Would you give yourself money to trade?" I stayed registered because I wanted to be, but also because the NFA was a sponsor of JLN. I calculated a low delta chance I might find the time and energy to restart my CTA business. When I became a member of the CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee, the CFTC listed my registration of affiliation, not John Lothian News, next to my name. In March, I left the TAC when a new committee was seated by Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero, the sponsor of the committee. Of the nine firms I was registered with, including John J. Lothian & Company and John J. Lothian Managed Futures LLC, five of the firms are no longer around. Gone are Gerald Metals, LIT America, First Options of Chicago, and U.S. Futures and Options Company, as well as the aforementioned First American Discount Corporation. So it is time to move on. 35 years is a good run. Jason Billups is doing better. His family reported on his GoFundMe campaign page. The GoFundMe campaign has met the 50% level, raising over $90,000 so far. Thank you to all who have given to support Jason and his family during this time of need. DRW's Don Wilson was a recent guest on the 1000X podcast where he was interviewed about, quote, how to use probability distributions to make decisions, how he founded DRW, why BTC has negative connectivity, how AI will change financial markets, and more. This is a bit of an Open Outcry Traders History Project interview, as it deals a bit with his history of trading in the pits and his founding of DRW. It is not to be missed. The Wall Street Journal has a video titled, How Jamie Dimon Turned Chase into the Most Powerful Bank in the U.S., with the subheading, Dimon's Fortress Balance Sheet Has Helped Chase Weather Crises. Let's just say that PR professionals inside and outside of JP Morgan are doing excellent work to get Dimon's story told. While some people are worried about losing their jobs to AI, Others are worried about the risk of global extinction from AI. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, AI threat is on par with pandemics, nuclear war, tech executives warn. The journal reports that more than 350 tech executives and artificial intelligence scientists signed a statement released by the Center for AI Safety, an organization that said it works to reduce AI risks. I guess I would not be that worried about losing my job to AI then. DTCC has issued the following statement about the LIBOR cessation. The June 30th LIBOR cessation compliance date is quickly approaching. In order to prepare, firms need to decide how they will identify and update securities that are impacted. Meeting this deadline could be challenging due to the volume of work which is required to update legacy contracts. According to DTCC's records, there could be over 150,000 contracts that may be impacted and require action. Crane Chicago Business is accepting nominations for its 2023 Crane's Chicago Business Notable Leaders. Specifically, Crane's is looking for nominations for notable leaders in finance and nominations for notable leaders in sustainability. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who, in an edited video with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said some things the Russians did not like, the Associated Press reported. Graham, for his part, said he will wear the arrest warrant from Vladimir Putin's Russia as a badge of honor. I was born in 1961, which makes me 62 years old, but what is interesting about 1961 is that you can use the same calendar for 1961 as you can for 2023. The exceptions to this are the dates like Easter and other irregular holidays that are based on a lunar solar calendar. Yesterday, we sold my daughter's Honda Odyssey minivan to CarMax for the sum total of $300. I would have paid $300 for them to take the car off my hands. Though the Honda had only 107,000 miles on it, it was a 2000 that we inherited from my wife's father. Kat has driven it for the last 8 years, mostly to and from school or back and forth between home and West Virginia. The minivan broke down on our way back to West Virginia and had been stuck in Merrillville, Indiana, until we received the title and a POA from Kat to sell it for her. She called the minivan her golden beast and was very attached to it. She has kept up a long tradition of driving cars until they were not worth fixing and selling them for less than $500. I have never sold a car I own for more than $500, though my wife has. The top three stories last Friday in the JLN Options newsletter were: U.S. life insurer index options market hits $1 trillion mark, and hedge funds raise bets against U.S. stocks as deadline nears, and CFTC orders a California commodity trading advisor to pay more than $4 million for fraud and registration violations. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the first video from our OIC 2023 coverage. NYSE's Megan Dugan talks tech and options market growth at OIC 2023. John Lothian News interviewed NYSE Head of Options Megan Dugan at the 2023 Options Industry Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, about how the company is using data and technology to handle the growth in the options market, improvements to its Pillar platform, and the future of the trading floor and T+1. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Russians relearn black market tricks to get their money out. Outflows have kept up the pace this year, fueled by a deteriorating economy and the departure of men avoiding conscription. Russians plowed money into black market dollars and filled bank accounts abroad in recent months, a response to persistent economic anxiety over the war in Ukraine and worries that the situation might only worsen in the months and years ahead. Money left Russia in the months after the invasion of Ukraine, even as the West cut off much of Moscow's access to dollars and euros. But rather than returning to pre-war levels, the outflows have kept up this year, according to central bank data, fueled by on-the-ground worries about Russia's economic troubles and the departure of Russian men avoiding conscription. My comment. The black market was where Leo Melamed learned about the currency market, which planted the seeds for him to create the IMM. Maybe this black market renaissance can bring some good to the Russian people. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. AI means everyone can now be a programmer, NVIDIA's chief says. Artificial intelligence means everyone can now be a computer programmer, as all they need to do is speak to the computer, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said on Monday, hailing the end of the digital divide. NVIDIA has surged to become the world's most valuable listed semiconductor company as a major supplier of chips and computing systems for artificial intelligence. My comment. You mean I learned Minnesota Fortran for nothing? Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, company insiders made billions before SPAC bust. Executives and early investors sold shares worth $22 billion. The SPAC boom cost investors billions. Insiders in the companies that went public were on the other side of the trade. Executives and early investors in companies that went public via SPACs sold shares worth $22 billion through well-timed trades, profiting before share prices collapsed. My comment, if you don't know who the mark is in the game, you are the mark. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Office owners dump lesser buildings for whatever they can get. New York City developers start to unload least viable properties at deep discounts. Some of New York's best-known real estate developers are unloading their least viable office buildings at deep discounts, cracking open a sales market that had all but closed in the first quarter. RXR defaulted on the $240 million loan on its 33-story office tower in Lower Manhattan. The developer, which owns and manages dozens of commercial and residential properties in the New York City area, has said it will turn over ownership of the office tower at 61 Broadway to whoever buys the defaulted debt. That mortgage is being marketed by commercial real estate services firm JLL and will likely go for about half of the $440 million valuation of the building in 2016, market participants said. My comment, when your stop gets hit, you sell at the market. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was court system in Cook County is so bad, Terry Duffy, a video interview from Fox Business, which was also our top story Thursday. Second was America has too much pork, subtitled Glut of Pigs Squeezes Hog Farmers and Meat Companies, but consumers aren't seeing lower prices, from the Wall Street Journal. Third was ex-jump trading star says he can't hold secret code in his head to take to rival, from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, AI threat is on par with pandemics, nuclear war, tech executives warn. More than 350 people signed a statement saying mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority. Tech executives and artificial intelligence scientists are sounding the alarm about AI, saying in a joint statement Tuesday that the technology poses an extinction risk as great as pandemics and nuclear war. More than 350 people signed a statement released by the Center for AI Safety, an organization that said it works to reduce AI risks. Here's a story from the Financial Times. ETF share of U.S. market turnover jumps to record 31%. Surge reignites debate over ETF influence and underlines increasing use to rapidly change market exposure. Exchange-traded funds accounted for a record 30.7% of U.S. stock market turnover last year, a jump of more than a fifth from their 25.3% share in 2021, raising questions about their seemingly unstoppable rise. The data revealed in the latest report from the Investment Company Institute, a U.S. trade body, reignites concerns about their influence on the broader market and underlines their increasing use as shorter-term trading instruments for participants looking to rapidly change market exposure, analysts said. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Headline, why are markets so calm? It's revenge of the quant funds. Firms that use computers to determine buy and sell signals have been loading up while other investors sit back. The U.S. stock market is surprisingly calm right now, especially in the face of the debt ceiling fight. A key reason, a growing divide between mainstream investors who have largely been sitting out the 2023 stock rally and the machines whose buying has been driving it. Only days remain until the U.S. blows past its debt ceiling deadline. On Saturday, President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached a tentative agreement to prevent a destabilizing default. But the passage of the plan, which could face some opposition in the House or Senate, isn't yet assured, and procedural hurdles could delay final legislation even if they don't scupper it. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.